have to say that the signs at the moment are not promising, because it seems to us in Hong Kong that Beijing is attempting to rewrite the basic law. The basic law, actually, which is our constitution, makes it quite clear what is meant by universal suffrage, which is there has to be fair and equal vote for all eligible voters in Hong Kong. But at the same time, I think Beijing does want to listen to the community voice. I don't think their minds are made up as yet. So it's very much up to this government, our government, and to the people of Hong Kong to let Beijing know what is the bottom line. And the bottom line is we want a credible set of proposals that gives voters a genuine choice, that does not set down unreasonable restrictions to prevent people from standing for election, and rules which do not rule out people of different political affiliations.
On the topic of rules, both you and Martin Lee have talked about your emphasis on not having unreasonable restrictions on people who can run. But the Hong Kong government has been trying to say, you know, we're in the process of formulating our guidelines. We haven't set any rules yet. So why should you be concerned now that there are restrictions when the government might say, well, we haven't declared any rules or restrictions yet?
Well, the government may not have declared its stance, but we've had a number of Beijing officials visiting, delivering views which they seem to want to impress the people of Hong Kong as being the law. It is not the law. And it is quite clear from their rhetoric that they are looking for an election where the outcome can be guaranteed 100%. Well, that is not, in our view, a genuine election.
How concerned are you that there could be another split in the pan-democratic camp when it comes to agreeing on a democracy path that the Hong Kong government and Beijing will ultimately accept? Do you think it's a strong risk right now that there will be another fracturing like we've seen in the past in how the pan-democratic camp approaches these issues?
Well, my own view at the moment is that the pan-democratic camp, the political parties involved, are much more united this time around. I think they see strength in the final analysis in coming up with a set of proposals which are credible and which most political parties in the pan-democratic camp can sign their name to. And this is what we're all working towards.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's also been a bit of a generational shift with, in the last election, a kind of a younger generation of Democrats being elected to office. And some of them seem to express, you know, tougher, maybe less compromising views on universal suffrage. So we also have a lot of young members of the democracy movement in Hong Kong planning to occupy the Central District later this year. So how concerned are you that perhaps the Democratic camp is moving in a position of having a tougher line on the issues, not being ready to compromise so much, and with the Occupy Central movement, perhaps even creating a backlash and alienating members of the community?
Well, the Occupy Central proposal is a reflection of the depth of frustration and disillusionment at this constant foot-dragging on the part of the Hong Kong government and Beijing in delivering on its promise. We've waited a long, long time. It's now 17 years since the handover, and it's high time that we actually see universal suffrage in genuine open elections. The government can very easily avert Occupy Central simply by doing what it should be doing, which is come out with a credible set of proposals, forge a community consensus, and secure the necessary approval in the legislature.
So I'll ask you also about your efforts here in the U.S. Why are you in New York and in Washington on this visit? What do you hope to get out of your meetings with officials here, with Americans? And how concerned are you that your critics back in Hong Kong will say, oh, Martin Lee and Edson Chan are just trying to drum up foreign interference in our affairs?
We're prepared for that criticism. But the United States government has always been a staunch supporter of democracy for Hong Kong. They've supported Hong Kong, and they've supported the Joint Declaration. And I think they would pay attention to whether 17 years after the handover, Beijing is going to honor its promises to the people of Hong Kong. We're here to tell the American people, to tell the United States government what is actually happening in Hong Kong, to point to some of the areas of concern that impinges on our core values. And these core values are of interest to our trading partners because we share these core values with the United States and with many other countries. And if we can no longer maintain these core values, then business prospects at the end of the day will be adversely affected.